Ellen was finding it more difficult than she'd imagined to stay home all day with two small children. She had planned to go back to work after the children were born, but decided that it was more important to be at home with them until they started school. What she missed most about working was having people to talk with. Listening to who wanted a cookie and who had to go to the potty got pretty tedious by the end of the day. Ellen's husband was surprisingly unsympathetic. He helped put the kids to bed and spent time with them on weekends, but when he came home after work, he didn't even pretend to be interested in Ellen's account of her day. She was hurt and she was angry. "I know Greg works hard and wants to rest, but I work hard too. All I want is a few minutes of adult conversation. But if I dare to interrupt his precious 6 o'clock news to try to talk to him, he just gets mad. It isn't worth it, and I've had just about all I can take." Her eyes were full of tears. Why don't people listen? There's no shortage of easy answers to that question. Most focus on the listener. Husbands are notoriously unsympathetic listeners. Ellen's explanation for Greg's unavailability wasn't completely critical. "I know he needs time to unwind." But it was, after all, focused entirely on him. His lack of listening was his doing. In fact, listening, or the lack of it, is a two-person process. According to Greg, it was frustrating to talk with Ellen about the kids. "She's always complaining. She says they won't leave her alone, even when she goes to the bathroom, but she encourages it. She won't let them alone to play by themselves, and she refuses to take any time for herself. And the thing that really bothers me is the way she always sides with the younger one. Everything Terry does is cute. Everything Cody does is wrong. If I try to say anything, even very nicely, she starts crying and says I'm picking on her, so I've learned to keep my mouth shut." Ellen felt neglected because Greg wouldn't talk to her, but her contribution to the problem was not being open to his point of view. The fact that Greg's position differs from hers, and may even be critical, makes it hard to hear. Unfortunately, when two people are in conflict about something important, unless each is able to at least acknowledge the other's point of view, the result is likely to be an emotional cutoff.